I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, let's get back out to these phone lines. But this time, we got Baseball America's Kyle Glazer on the SDCCU fan hotline. Kyle, how are you doing today?
Doing all right. How are you guys?
Kyle, always a pleasure to chat with you, my friend.
Kyle,
my pleasure.
The Padres get another victory today, and Nick Margavich just continues to go out and be as impressive as he was during spring training.
He absolutely is. It's funny. I actually spoke with a scout who has Padres organization coverage, majors all the way to A-ball, last week after his start in St. Louis. And we were just talking about Margavich, and the scout who's been doing this for a long time, has a great track record, just said, I have him as an organizational guy. I have him as a minor leaguer in my report last year. I don't know how he's doing what he's doing in the majors. I've asked my analytics guy to take a look at it. I mean, he's kind of, in a lot of ways, you know, beating the odds of getting to the majors, even having success in the majors like he is, it's surprising a lot of evaluators, and it's a testament to him that that strike-throwing competitive makeup, yeah, it can make up for what a lot of scouts say is, you know, fringy stuff across the board where they don't necessarily see all big league stuff all the time, but he makes it work.
Yeah, well, those analytics are what they are, but they can't see inside. And they also can't execute pitches. And I think that's what he's doing as well as anybody right now. Tony mentioned it earlier. If you don't have the best stuff, then you turn into Randy Jones and you win a Cy Young that way. I mean, I'm not saying Margavich is a Cy Young right. winner, but I'm just saying there are many ways to skin a cat. And I love the way Margavich is going about doing it. Kyle, there's got to be a little sense of satisfaction in the Baseball America world right now because, look, Baseball America has been very bullish on the Padres for 2 or 3 years and, you know, talking about this great farm system, talking about all this young talent, and all of us keep saying, yeah, 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 yeah. But now it is, yeah, 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 yeah. It is looking pretty sweet right now. So, I mean, it's nice to see some of this coming to fruition.
No question. I think there's always been a little bit of frustration on the part of a lot of Padres fans, and rightfully so after almost a decade of losing seasons. Okay, we keep hearing about these kids, but when is it really going to matter for us? Because at the end of the day, what they do in the major leagues is the point of all of it. If it doesn't hit there, it doesn't really matter. And we are starting to see it again. This player development group has done a great job developing guys. The scouting group has done a great job bringing guys in, both in the draft, internationally, trades. It was just going to take years because, again, these international kids they signed, they were 16. A lot of these players they acquired Chris Paddock when he was in low class A. They acquired Fernando Tatis Jr. before he even played a professional game. When they acquired these guys, they were three years away and 2016, and hey, now we're in 2019 and we're starting to see them, and that's where this kind of the waves of talent, if you will, is going to really start falling. This, you know, we saw a couple guys come up last year, Lauer, Lucchese. This year we're seeing some more impact guys, Tatis, Paddock, and this next group, and then the hope is it continues into 2020, 2021. I just went into Lake Elsinore and there's some talent there. There's talent in double A, triple A. It's staggered throughout the system. It's not like everyone they had is now all in the majors. They're going to be able to sustain this for a little while, which is, you know, really promising for an organization that has 5 playoff appearances and 50 years of existence. The idea of a sustained run of success is pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, you mentioned the talent. I think Scott Boras referred to it as hot lava talent.
Right.
So clearly the Padres are moving in the right direction. Kyle, who do you see being the biggest you know, who had the biggest impact? Obviously, Manny Machado has done his thing and has an impact on the entire lineup. But what one guy do you think has benefited from that the most?
Will Myers. Yeah. I mean, we've talked a lot about Will Myers. And this was clear even when I was on the Padres beat, you know, 2015, 2016, that, look, Will's a nice kid. He's You know, he's a good player when he's healthy, but this idea of him being like the big leader is just not his personality. And the owners even came out and said it, and then he was like, "Yeah, it's true." So Will Myers is better when he can be, you know,
just go out and play
three or four. Right, when he's the number three or four leading man, as opposed to having to be that guy, he's a better player because it's more conducive to his personality and just the way he is. It's not good or bad. It just is who he is. And I think having Manny Machado, having Eric Hosmer, you know, allowing Myers to just play and not have the pressure of being the quote unquote face of the franchise or face of the lineup, it benefits him tremendously.
Kyle Glazer, Baseball America, joining us here, SDCCU Fan Hotline, talking some hot Padre baseball right now. It's been a few weeks now since they made the decision to go with Fernando Tatis Jr. at the beginning of the year rather than wait. I think it's been a success on the field. Do you think that the Padres, looking back on this now, really did make a good move? The reason I liked it at the time, Kyle, was that Fernando Tatis Jr. rather was able to make his debut at the same time Machado was making his debut. So there wasn't all of the exposure on Tatis Jr. He was able to just kind of ease his way in.
To a point, but if in that locker room on opening day, I'll tell you, I was there, and there's a lot more people around Tatis's locker than Machado's locker.
Really?
So I think he got he got a lot of exposure, but he's always been a great kid and mature kid, able to handle it. I think, look, it was the best thing for them because he was their best defensive shortstop option, and you're talking about going into a rotation with a lot of young arms, Paddock, Margavicius, you know, Lauer and Lucchese, your second-year guys. We've seen for years now the Padres have really struggled on the infield defensively, particularly at the shortstop position pre-Freddy Galvis. And just having that, hey, Machado at third, Tatis at short, that's going to make the infield defense better. You know, even Andy Green said it on opening day, his defensive speed is what he can help us with now. Anything with the bat at this point is almost a bonus. And look, he was the best shortstop option they had, and they put him on the big league roster. And, you know, a couple people on Twitter were saying, oh, why are they doing that? Why are they doing that service time? I think it's great. It's kind of crazy. We live in this world where not putting the best 25 players on your major league roster is somehow the right thing to do.
It's always wait a year. Let's wait a year. You know,
and even the Padres have acknowledged when I've talked to some of their officials, just kind of, you know, just talking. They said, look, we saw no downside because guess what? If it came up and the bat really, really wasn't ready and it wasn't working out, we can put him back in AAA for a little bit, and we don't, you know, the service time thing becomes less of an issue. And if he comes up and does great for us and helps us become and moves up our competitive window, that's also a win. So there's no real downside to bringing him up. You make your team better, and if it doesn't work out, and you can send him down, and the service time becomes a little bit less of an issue.
Kyle Glazer, Baseball America, joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. One last question before we let you get out here, Kyle. As we look around the league, a couple teams off to a good start in each of the divisions. Do you think that people are looking at the Padres as a true threat yet?
Not quite yet. I think everyone acknowledges this is a much, much better Padres team than we've seen. And you don't even have to be a scout to sit just watching this team. You know, coming back from a five-run deficit against the Giants, there's been years where five runs, there's no way the Padres were ever coming back from that. And
right.
being able to do that, there's a sense this is absolutely a much better team and one of the best Padres teams of the last few years. The biggest question mark is just going to be, again, that the pitching staff, a lot of these guys don't have a ton of innings under their belt. Chris Paddock is going to be shut down at some point, or I shouldn't say shut down, but his innings will be managed at some point. You know, Margavicius, Lauer, Lucchese, you know, the idea of being able to hold up over 180 plus innings for all of these young arms. Matt Strom has had injury issues in the past and hasn't had to go that deep yet. So I think it's going to be more about once we get into July or August and these innings workloads really start, you know, catching up. So, okay, do they have guys that can come up and help supplement that? I think there's an understanding the Padres are going to be a good team. They're no longer going to be an easy opponent, but I don't know if people are seeing them necessarily as, oh, yeah, they're going to the playoffs. It's going to be a lot about these pitchers and how they hold up their workloads as we move into the summer.
Well, don't worry. Don't worry about what's going to happen in August and September. By then, we'll have the division put away, Tony.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good for the Padres. Let them continue to keep slipping up behind people and smacking them in their mouth. So, Kyle Glazer, appreciate the time. As always, look forward to talking to you again.
My pleasure. Anytime, guys.
See you at the ballpark, Kyle. That was Kyle Glazer, SDCCU Fan Hotline. Nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at SDCCU.com/nominate San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.